This factory on the outskirts of Shanghai produces 3 million bicycles every year. They're shipped all around the world, but most are sent to the US to be sold in major sports and department stores. The pandemic has led to a boost in demand, but a crisis in global supply chains has made them more difficult to transport.
The bikes are already produced, but they just sit in my factory. We can't send them to America because of the shortage in logistics. So I have to rent a warehouse just to store them, and that adds an extra cost to my product because of the transportation and the porters.
Lei Ge says reduced freight has led to soaring container costs. He now pays an additional $2,000 per shipping container, bringing the total to more than $10,000. Bicycles aren't the only products affected. Chinese manufacturers of items such as electronics, clothing, toys and furniture are also facing backlogs.
So over time, that's been roughly a 2-to-1 ratio, where two containers go out, one container comes back in. Now that we're seeing this burst in global demand, that ratio has shifted. We're probably about 5-to-1 now. And so what that means is the containers are piling up in Los Angeles, and there's not enough containers available here in Shanghai to put goods into.
Care Gibbs says China's zero-tolerance approach to the coronavirus has worsened supply chain problems. Ports in the south and east were shut down after staff became infected. Incoming crews must undergo strict testing and quarantine, fueling bottlenecks. Closed borders have also led to staffing problems for foreign-operated companies.
Quarantine is an issue. Availability of commercial flights is an issue. And also more consistency and transparency around who can come in and under what circumstances.
Flooding in central China and a nationwide electricity shortage have further slowed production.
Authorities here say the power crunch has eased and many factories have returned to normal production. But smaller exporters are struggling to cope with the surging cost of raw materials. Factory gate inflation hit a 26-year high in October.
Lei Ge says he's coping with his losses by increasing the price of his bicycles. He's confident his factory will ride out the global supply chain storm, but expects the difficulties to continue next year. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.